On Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA, it's Doug Herendeen. It is WRTA Weekend. And once a month, we get to talk with Liesl Kapphammer from ARC, Federal Credit Union, on money matters. And we're going to talk about, in just a second here, your credit score and maintaining it. But first, we wanted to make mention, if these shows have been helpful to you, you can stop by and see Liesl. She's going to be doing a seminar. It's a free college planning seminar, 101, on Wednesday, October 16th at 5:30 at Bishop Guilfoyle. And what's the overall on that? I mean, it sounds self-explanatory, but what are you going to cover?
We actually have someone that comes in from CU Student Choice. So they work with us specifically for like college preparation.
Okay.
And if you do need to get a loan, we work with them for that. But the goal with this seminar is we hope you don't need the additional funding to take on those loans, and we can get you the grants, the scholarships, and the money that you don't need to take on the additional loans or a very minimal amount of those loans. But the seminar is to help you find those other avenues for funding that don't require that debt burden.
And I'm guessing that if you're going, or you have a student going to college next fall, it's already too late to be thinking about this, but you still can get some help. But if you've got a couple years of high school left, come out.
And even if you are already set to go to school here, there's information on things like look at internships. There are still scholarships while you're in school that are available. There's not as many, obviously, as for when you're first getting into, you know, your first semester or first year. But it's not like that stuff completely shuts off. So if you do want, or if you have younger children too, maybe you're sending your first one to school and you're like, man, that was worse than I thought it was going to be. You know, maybe come in, get a little bit more information for the next round.
All right. So again, that's Wednesday, October 16th. And if you go to the ARC Federal Credit Union website, you'll you'll find some information there. And we have a link to that because there's a podcast of each of the Money Matters programs. You can hear previous ones with Liesl and the other topics she was on. And we'll tell you more about this seminar later, or at least remind you of it. But today you said that you wanted to talk about building and maintaining your credit score.
Yes.
We all hear about credit scores. What do they mean for us, and where do you want to go from that point?
It's such an impactful number, and I think so few people really have a good grip on how to manage it well. I don't want to say so few, but there are far too many people that just they feel overwhelmed by it. I don't know, it's not where I want it to be, and I don't know how to fix it. You know,
that kind of approach. Most people even know what their credit score is?
I think more do now than maybe 5-10 years ago, simply because there are a lot of apps that make it easier to access that. Now, the caveat is there are different versions of scores available, which we've had people come in and say, hey, I know my score is a 700, so I'm eligible for a better rate. And because the version of a score that they're looking at is through a different processor or a different vendor, we pull the score that we use, and it might be 20 points lower. So maybe they don't qualify for that same rate that they were hoping to get. So there are some, you know, there's some wiggle room within what your score, what you think it might be, what it really is. You know, what bureau are you looking at? Is it a FICO score? Is it a Vantage score? There's some gray area in there.
See, mainly through marketing, I think most of us know the idea of a FICO score. And I have two different credit cards, one, and they both tell me the FICO score every time, and they'll say, as of this date, and I'll even get an email, hey, go check your new FICO score, which they do once a month. But even, you know, one will be 10 points higher than the other, and they're never exactly the same.
Right, right.
And the three credit reporting agencies have something to do with this?
They do, because not all lenders report to all three agencies. So if the place that you have your car loan through is only sending those monthly reports to Experian and Equifax, and then you go to take out a mortgage with someone and they pull your TransUnion, they might not see those good monthly payments on your auto loan that you've had for 3 years because that's not coming to them where they're pulling through TransUnion. So that can affect, you know, how your score looks.
Well, let's start off here. First off, one of the things that you mentioned in the notes is to have active credit cards. I know this is going to go against the Dave Ramsey solution to everything, which is don't use credit cards. I would say don't abuse them. And yes. We discussed in past, it's almost impossible not to use a credit card these days, because if you don't have a credit record, good luck ever getting credit when you need it.
Right. And I know that Dave Ramsey has some wonderful, wonderful advice, and he has helped countless people, I'm sure.
We're debt free.
Yeah, exactly. And that's wonderful. But keep in mind that if you do not have any kind of history of being able to manage your money that is tracked as far as on like a credit bureau record, if something does happen and you do need to take on debt to do something, buy a house is probably the biggest example, but purchasing a vehicle, those big purchases, not very many people can do that with cash up front. So it is good to have some kind of history to show borrowers that, look, I can manage. I have a credit card that's active. I've always paid it on time. I've never, just let that balance build and build and build and paying it down. It's things like that will help. If you don't have any kind of credit history at all, if you just think I've always paid everything cash and I've never taken on any debt, you may be extremely responsible with your money, but as a borrower or as a lender, we don't know that. Your banks, your credit unions, we can't just take your word for it.
Yeah, before I had a credit card, the first car I bought was $50 from my dad, because it was an 18-year-old car that he had had for a while and he was going to get rid of it. He says, oh, excuse me, I'll take that off your hands. Yeah. So $50, that's great, but he doesn't report to a credit union. Mm-hmm. The next car I got to replace that was an old car, newer than the original, but still I paid by check every single month. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, well, I'm paying them, they're reporting to somebody. Well, it's a used car lot.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they were or they weren't, but when I went to get a credit card a few years later, after giving up on the idea of never needing one, they said, oh, you have no credit record, despite the fact I'd paid for this car in full.
Right.
I paid all my utilities all through the years. I paid my rent, and somehow there was just no record of that they could put their finger on. So, we're not going to give you a card.
Yeah, and some of the newer models do have updated the ability to keep track of on-time rent payments if your landlord is willing to go through the process of filing that stuff. Because it's not, if you just have a landlord with maybe like one or two properties, if they're not a large real estate management organization, for an individual who may not have a lot of properties, that can be a lot for them to get involved with making sure that those are reported to a credit bureau, because there's a cost involved with that too.
Yeah, so, my first four places I lived were mom and pop.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the one was a very big building in downtown Williamsport, it was just a locally owned thing by this family.
Right.
And I was never late with the rent all these years. I'm not saying that because I'm clever. I'm saying that because I've been fortunate. But none of that was going into any history until I moved to State College, and everything there, I'm sure, is reported.
Yeah. Well, and utilities now, you can request, and I'm not sure of the full process behind that, but you can do something through, I think it might be Experian or Equifax now, requesting that they pull your utility payment records to show that those are paid on time. Now, if you're not paying your utilities on time, I would not request that those be added to your credit report. But there are certain utility companies that they can contact.
So have an active credit card that you are using. My advice, and again, Dave Ramsey says don't, but I'll tell you this. They're going to charge you a certain amount within the price, even if you pay cash in a lot of places. Some places will give you a discount for cash. But if that's not the case, it's building a credit record when you do something like that, and maybe you get some points back, maybe you get some cash back, and it does build that record. Now, the next thing here, this is something my father would have an issue with, because this is what my folks used to do until a story which I told before. They just said, you know what, we're paying everything off. Work on paying down debt. He'd say, no, you pay off debt. I pay my bills, my credit bill, every month, but I don't go out and buy $6,000 items at a whim.
Mm-hmm.
I plan my purchases. But for those that have not necessarily done that, or they've had medical expenses and they had to do it, how do you, I mean, most people are going to say, they're just wallowing in it, but how do you pay down the debt? Is there a formula for doing like some of the stuff that Ramsey has talked about, paying this first or that first? What would you recommend?
There are two very popular approaches that one would be the snowball method, where you would put your debts in order from the smallest amount owed to the largest amount owed, and you target that smallest. Maybe you have a credit card that has, you know, $300 on it, and then you build all the way up to, you know, your mortgage is your most expensive, but you make that list, you prioritize and say, okay, this is the smallest thing, and every extra dollar that I can pull out of my budget goes towards paying off this smallest debt first. Once that's paid off, and if that's, let's say it's a credit card, you don't want to continue putting money back on that line of credit, right? That is something that if it's a revolving line of credit, like a credit card would be, if you've paid that off, try and let that alone, right? Because you're trying to accomplish paying down, paying off your debt, so you don't have extra payments.
Once you've got it done, don't play whack-a-mole where you're moving your attention from this to that. You know, concentrate on the one, then the next, then the next.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a $5,000 credit card balance, that's whatever it is that's your lowest balance, that you focus on that, you throw everything extra you have at that until it is paid off. At that point, you've completely eliminated one of your monthly payments. So you can take, you could be saying, okay, normally my monthly payment for that was, if it was, say, a car payment, you could say, okay, that was $300 a month now that I don't have to put on that payment. I'm going to move that to my next biggest monthly payment, and we're going to dump it into, you know, my spouse's car payment now, because theirs was a $30,000 loan. So now we're focusing on that. Now you're putting basically a double car payment down on that every month.
Compared to what you were doing.
Right. You're still, your budget hasn't really changed, because you're still making, essentially, you're taking what you were putting on your vehicle and just taking that same amount and putting it towards their vehicle now that you don't have that payment on yours. So you should be paying their vehicle down faster. That's how that snowball method works. Now, the other method would be the avalanche method. Yes. Which one you prefer is really kind of personality based. But the avalanche method is you would organize your debts based on their interest rate. So you start with the highest interest rate, which is usually credit cards. And you would want to pay those off first. Then you go to the next highest interest rate so that the thing that you're paying on the longest has the lowest interest rate, so that you're not wasting more money on interest than you have to.
Because if you don't do it the way you just described, you are throwing not good money after bad, but you're throwing money at something that's not having as big an effect, because the interest will eat up whatever advantage you had.
Right. Okay. So, and that's for some people, when you can pay off that small debt and that next smallest debt, when you see those payments kind of disappearing, you feel like you're making more progress. It's easier to stay motivated. It's more personality based sometimes, I think, than whatever it is that gets you results really is how you have to look at it too.
We're talking with Liesl Kapphammer and Money Matters on WRTA. We'll continue. It's sponsored by ARC Federal Credit Union. Liesl Kapphammer is here with the September Money Matters, and we're talking about what you want to do as far as building and maintaining your credit score. We talked about having active credit cards, working on paying down debt or paying off debt if you can. The next thing, this is, I guess they will track this too, paying your bills on time.
Absolutely. That is a big part of what accounts for your credit score is on-time payments. So never discount how important it is to make sure that stuff is paid on time, and try not to abuse. There are some, most places will give you like a grace period, 5 days, maybe 10 days, to get that payment in. But sometimes they will default to say, hey, it was late. We're going to mark it as late for the credit bureau. And you would have to contact them to say, look, I made it within your 5-day grace period. Can you adjust that? So it's actually more work to try and get that corrected. So I would not try and tempt fate on that one. It's better to always try and get it in there a little bit early.
Also, late fees will tend to eat up any progress you made, right?
Yes, and late fees, if anybody's ever tracked those, they've been getting a little bit more aggressive. People don't want their money coming in late. They want you to understand they mean business. So I've seen some pretty hefty late fees from certain credit card companies lately.
Well, if you make a minimum payment, The interest is still going to kill you eventually if you don't get a handle on that. But mm-hmm. you, like you were talking about some of the topics before of how you would do that as far as paying down and paying off debt. But if you think, if I wait just another 2 days, I can pay more on this. No, pay them something. Mm-hmm. Do the minimum at the very least. And right. when do you make a phone call and say, I'm having trouble this month. What can I pay and when?
As soon as you know that that's going to be an issue for you, if you know that you had an unexpected expense come up, somebody got sick or your vehicle broke down and now you're going to have to dump a lot of money into it, something. As soon as you know that there's going to be an issue, you want to contact those creditors and just say, look, I don't want to get behind in my payments. What do you recommend? Do you have a policy for this? Because I don't want it to hurt my credit score. This is going to be a short-term thing. I would just reach out to them and be proactive. That's the best thing you can do.
Better you let them know in advance than, mm-hmm. I'll catch you later. It's like, no, they expect something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if you have a large balance and they have a minimum monthly payment, the interest is still accruing. But at the same time, at least they know you're not just ignoring them.
Right. Exactly.
This is another one that I went through when I bought a house last year. Bring down your credit utilization ratio. What is a credit utilization ratio?
It is basically the formula for how much credit is available to you. Like how many open lines of credit do you have and how much of it are you currently using? Lenders do not want to see you abusing the amount of money you have available to borrow from other financial institutions. If you have, let's say, for ease, if you have $100,000 of available credit that you could take out from various credit lines, credit cards, et cetera, and you're borrowing $70,000, you have that sitting in balances in different places, you have a very high credit utilization ratio. And lenders will look at that and say, we don't want them to borrow any more money. They're at a high risk of not being able to get that all paid back. They need to pay some of that back.
Now, somebody's going to say, well, wait a minute. You're saying that I have a credit limit of $4,000. I normally spend $50 to $100 a month. Now I'm spending $1,000. And, we don't like that you're doing that. Well, it's there to be used, right? If they're telling you, say you got a $5,000 limit and you barely ever touch that, but 1 month you've got something big and, I got to spend
$1,000, mm-hmm.
That's going to raise that utilization.
If it stays on that line, whether it's a credit card or whatever, if it stays, that balance stays there. If you, use it and don't pay it down, yes.
Yeah, because maybe you're not going to, like my idea of I pay the bill in full every month. Well, if something catastrophic or mm-hmm. bad happens, maybe I can only pay half of it if I'm lucky. Yeah. If I'm less than lucky, I'm paying 25% of it, and it's more than I normally spend.
Mm-hmm.
But from the point of view of a lender, they get nervous. It's like, you're getting ahead of you're overrunning your headlights, sort of.
And if you look at it as, I have this credit card and I'm planning, I took this credit card out so I can go on vacation and there's going to be big purchases put on it and it's going to take me 3 months, 4 months, I don't know what it is, to pay back on that. Mm-hmm. And that was your plan, then stick to your plan, but don't sit there and look at it and go, I could just put a little bit less on the credit card this month and then we still have a little extra money for go out to dinner or, don't look at it like that, right? Don't let that balance just sit there because its interest is going to keep building on it. It's going to keep that credit utilization ratio higher. Try and pay that down in manageable chunks, right? Otherwise, you get stuck with that, setting up that snowball or that avalanche method to really try and target that and take all of those extra pennies you can pinch from anywhere and focus on it.
One of the reasons I hadn't bought a house for as long as I didn't is because I figured, even if I could afford the house, I know there's going to be other expenses with it.
Mm-hmm.
And there were. They were not astronomical, but they were not inconsequential either.
Mm-hmm.
But I had put aside money specifically for that. So I had the two credit cards, and whoever gave me the best deal, you've used our card here at this big box store, you're going to get 2% back as opposed to 1. Okay, fine. That's mm-hmm. what I used. But despite the fact it was a very small percentage of my credit utilization, it was a lot more than it had. So suddenly my FICO score pff, drops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I paid off. Now, this was over the course of like 1 or 2 months where I was paying either a contractor or, you know, like buying paint or something like that.
Right. Yep.
But it still took about 3 to 4 months after I paid the thing paid it off, and then it rebounded, and it's fine now. But it took a little time for that to get back. So at first I thought, I'm being punished here for actually using this.
Yes. And don't think that you see a drop in your score and it should just bounce right back up, because the credit scoring system, the algorithms there, that is nothing that changes overnight. So when you see those ads, oh my goodness, I hate them. When you see those ads, they are just purely predatory, that say, you know, we can jump your credit score 75 points and whatever.
You mean all that is hooey?
Oh, I know. It's crazy. Who would have thought? But it is not something that happens overnight. It really is not. And anybody that tries to tell you it is, they're just
And it's something you can do on your own. You don't need to pay.
Exactly. You are much better off doing it on your own. You should not have to pay anyone to do that for you. That is also scams.
Now, we're talking about this here, and of course you're from ARC, Federal Credit Union. If you're with the credit union, you have accounts there, you can come in and get some counseling on this and get some information.
We do offer free financial counseling to our members. And even if you're not a member, our loan officers do offer a free credit checkup. So we can at least do, it's called a soft pull on your credit score. So it doesn't ding your credit, but we can at least look at what's on there and give you a little bit of some guidelines to say, hey, this might help you out here. Even if you're not a member, we can offer that.
You can come in and just get that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I was not aware of that. Now, this is not going to be anything that's magic. And you, the consumer, still have to do the work on this, but you can point the direction that somebody should go. If I come in and say, hey, I need help, here's what we suggest you do. Mm-hmm. Then it's up to me to do it.
Right. And I mean, we could, like I said, we would do that credit checkup. We could say, look, you're paying on these loans here. This, given your score currently, you might be able to get a better rate on this loan, or maybe you're due for a debt consolidation. Maybe that would help you get through. Just some guidelines there. Might be able to say, hey, look, you have great rates here. Don't change what you're doing. You're on the right path. You know, maybe just something to at least let you know, hey, you're doing good where you're at, or maybe adjust this.
So again, on building and maintaining your credit score, have active credit cards, work on paying down the debt or paying off if you can. Pay your bills on time,
mm-hmm.
and bring down the credit utilization ratio. In other words, if you got $5,000 you can use and you normally use $250, use the $250 and pay that off. But if you do use $1,000, obviously it's going to make some difference in the FICO. But if you pay it off, you should be fine.
Yes. Yeah. Don't let it sit there. Otherwise, you'll be stuck with that battling, you know, how to pay it down over time.
And just a reminder, the Free College Planning 101 seminar is Wednesday, October 16th, 5:30 at Bishop Guilfoyle. And how do people sign up for that again?
There is a link on our website. If you just go to the main arcfcu.org, scroll to the bottom of the page, you'll see a little article there. And there's a link to our Eventbrite, and you can register. You can call us. You can text us if you want to register as well. But if you just click on that College Planning 101, there's an article there, and
right
there's a
there.
Link to get registered. Yep.
All right. And if people want to find you in brick and mortar as opposed to just online, where are the ARC locations?
We are at 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
And the phone number to get a hold of you or somebody else?
814-946-0857. You can text or call.
And again, arcfcu.org. And we'll have links to that and the information that Liesl just mentioned on the podcast of this program. That'll be up in a few minutes on WRTA.com. From ARC, Federal Credit Union, Liesl Kapphammer, thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug.